Myanmar's military ruler today announced that long-awaited elections planned for sometime this year will take place soon, but shed no light on exactly when. The opposition party of detained pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi has not yet decided whether to take part in the election. Meanwhile, the military regime has stepped up its attacks on ethnic minorities in the northeast of the country, burning down villages and health centers. Teresa Malinowska, press officer at Christian Solidarity Worldwide, says the military wants to bring the Karen to abeyance ahead of the elections at all costs.
As you know, over 70 houses have been burnt down in the last week by Burmese military regime, and the Karen people in particular are fleeing from eastern Burma. Many of them need help, they need shelter, and the villages have been attacked. And it's part of a wider plan to intensify attacks on the Karen people. Burma is ruled by one of the world's worst military regimes. It's guilty of every possible human rights violation. And in addition to this, the military regime is carrying out these crimes against humanity, particularly against the ethnic nationality groups, one of whom is the Karen people. They're traditionally Christian. There's also the Kareni, the Shan, and the Mon in eastern Burma. And it's that particular area of Burma which has been under particular attack lately. Only last month, four villagers were shot by the Burma army, and one body was found decapitated.